By that time, we had reached the banks of Wolf Creek. Little Alfred sat down his equipment, then told us dogs to sit down whilst he stood in front of us and gave us our instructions.
Okay, y'all dogs. We're gonna play Tom Sawyer. I'll be Tom Sawyer, and Hank can be Huck Finn. And Dwover can be... Who can Dwover be?
He was looking at me when he asked this. I whapped my tail on the ground and gave him a blank stare as if to say, "Hey, pal, you're the one who read the book. This is all new to me." The boy chewed his lip and gave it some heavy thought.
"Do you reckon he could be Becky Thatcher?"
Becky Thatcher? A girl? That didn't sound right to me. Drover was too ugly to be a girl, and besides, he had a stubbed tail. No girl in a book would ever have a stubbed tail. I tried to express these thoughts through wags and facial expressions. Alfred shook his head.
"Nah, better not let him be Becky. We'll pretend he's Tom's dog, and his name's Dwover. How does that sound?"
Drover wasn't listening, so I gave him an elbow in the ribs. "Hey, wake up. You've just been given your assignment." His eyes came into focus. "Oh, hi. Were you talking to me?" "We were both talking to you. Do you want to be part of this deal or not?" "Oh, sure. What are we doing?" "We're playing Tom Sawyer's. Alfred is Tom, I'm Huck Finn, and you're Tom's dog." "Oh, good. That sure fits, 'cause I'm a dog. What's my name?" "Your name is Drover." He grinned. "I'll be darned. That's my name, too. This'll be easy." His grin faded. "Now, let's see. I'm Drover, and you're Hank Finn, so who's Alfred?"
"Alfred is Tom Sawyer."
"Oh, who's Tom Sawyer?"
"Alfred, I just said that."
"Yeah, but I mean, really.
He's... I don't know who he is. Some guy in a book."
"What if we haven't read the book?"
I glared at the runt. "Do you want to play or not? It's all pretend. It's not meant to be reality as it really is. If it's too complicated, then maybe you ought to run along."
There was a moment of silence. "You mean... my name really isn't Drover?"
"No, your name really is Drover, but we're also pretending that it's Drover."
"If my name really is Drover, how come we have to pretend?"
Many thoughts marched across the parade ground of my mind as I looked into the emptiness of his eyes. "Drover, please shut up."
"Sure, I can handle that. I just..."
"Hush!"
I turned away from him and tried to shake the vapors out of my head. That little mutt could take a simple idea and run it straight into the ground.
Well, whilst I had been listening to Drover's blabber, little Alfred had opened up the package of, the package of liver, so to speak, and had baited his hook with a hunk of, boy, that stuff sure smelled wonderful, but of course I now realized it was merely bait. Fishing bait. Bait for the fish. It was strictly off limits to us dogs. The boy pitched his line out into the water.
"Okay, dogs, here comes a big old fish."
The line plunked into the water and the cork bobbed to the surface. We sat down on the bank and waited. And waited. And waited. I found myself stealing glances at Alfred. Where was the fish? I didn't mean to complain, but if a guy is gonna fish, he ought to catch one, right? We were just staring at the cork. I mean, it was a great little cork, white with red stripes, but show me a great little cork, and I'll show you something I don't need to stare at for very long. I found myself getting restless. I moved my front paws up and down. I whimpered. When that didn't tear Alfred's attention away from the cork, I decided to try something bolder. I barked. His eyes came up.
"Shh! You'll scare the fish."
Oops, sorry. But if you ask me, all at once,
It dawned on me that the boy was very muchly preoccupied with his fishing experience, which meant that I needed to stretch my legs and, you know, walk around a little bit to, well, stretch my legs and muscles and bodily fluids. It's not good for a dog to sit in one spot for too long, don't you know, because, well, it just isn't good. So I eased myself into a standing position and entered into a yawn and stretch procedure. The boy wasn't watching, so I took several steps to the north, which more or less placed me out of his line of sight. I paused to see if he would notice or call me back. He did neither. Okay, I had just been cleared to take a little stroll, a short walk around the immediate area to loosen up my muscles and so forth. By sheer chance and coincidence, my footsteps led me towards... By George, it was a piece of white wrapping paper lying there on the sand and flapping in the breeze. Now, wasn't that odd? What would a piece of wrapping paper be doing down here beside the creek? Perhaps some careless person had tossed it out the window of a passing, well, car or pickup or maybe even an airplane. Yes, that was it, an airplane. Some careless person or persons had thrown garbage out of the window of a passing airplane, and you know where I stand on the issue of garbage and litter. I don't allow it, not on my outfit. And so it was perfectly natural that I took one last glance at little Alfred, he wasn't watching, and decided that I sure needed to check out this shocking case of littering. I altered my course and headed straight for the... The liver was gone. I froze. My mind tumbled. At last, the pieces of the puzzle began falling into place. We had a bait thief running loose on the ranch. Whilst we'd been preoccupied with the fishing experience, some cheating, sneaking, thieving outlaw rascal had sneaked into our camp and stolen all of little Alfred's bait. I was furious. What kind of brute would steal bait from a 5-year-old boy? What was this world coming to? I mean, if an innocent child can't go fishing on his own family's ranch without getting his bait stolen... I gave the empty paper a good sniffing just to make sure. Wow. Just to make sure I wasn't barking up a blind tree, and I wasn't. The strong aroma of, well, bait, still lingered on the empty paper. Okay, somebody would pay for this. I made a vow then and there not to rest or sleep until I had brought this thief to justice. I rushed over to the spot where Drover was sitting and looking up at the clouds. I dropped my voice to a low murmur. Drover, I don't want to alarm you, but I'm afraid we've got a bait thief running loose on the ranch. His eyes drifted down from the clouds.
Oh, hi. What's a bait thief?
It's someone or something who steals bait, such as an entire package of raw liver.
I'll be darned. You mean little Alfred's liver?
Not his own liver, but the package of beef liver he brought along as bait. It's all gone. Someone stole it.
I'll be darned.
You don't seem alarmed. He grinned.
Well, you told me not to be alarmed, so I guess I'm not.
Yes. Nice work.
Thanks.
I studied him more closely. Drover, you've got something red on your lips. When you're on duty, I'd appreciate it if you'd show a little more pride in your personal appearance. After all, we are the elite forces of the security division.
Sorry.
He licked his lips.
There, is that better?
Much better. Thanks. I don't want to be a nag, but we do have an image to protect. Now, I need to ask you a few questions.
Oh, good. I was getting kind of bored.
Right. Fishing is for the birds.
Yeah, and there's several right up there.
Several what? He looked up to the sky. I followed his gaze, and sure enough. Oh, yes, birds. Actually, they are hawks, Drover. A variety of raptor bird we have on this ranch.
No, I think they're buzzards.
I squinted my eyes and took a closer look. Okay, maybe they're buzzards. At first glance, the two resemble one another, but your buzzards are bigger and darker than your hawks.
Maybe they ate the liver.
I stared at him for a long moment. What?
I said, Maybe those buzzards ate the liver. That's what they do. They fly around and look for something to eat.
My gaze lingered on him for several seconds. Then I turned and paced several steps away from him. Drover, there's something here that troubles me.
Yeah, I know. They shouldn't have stolen Alfred's bait.
No, it's even more troubling than that. I paced back over to him. Something very strange is going on here. You see, what you just said about the buzzards makes a certain amount of sense.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it. Making sense is good. It's important. It's something we try to do in the security business. I stopped pacing and whirled around. But, Drover, it's not something you do very often, which makes me just a little bit suspicious.
I'll be darned.
Just then, he burped.
Oops, sorry. I guess I ate too fast.
No problem. It happens even to the best of us. Now, back to what I was... I froze. Wait a minute. What do you mean, you ate too fast?
Well, I guess I should have chewed up my food a little better instead of gulping it down. When I gulp, I get indigestion. It happens every time.
I narrowed my eyes and studied his face. My mind was racing by this time, and I found myself sifting clues that were leading this case in an entirely new direction. Here, check this out. Clue number one. A package of fresh liver suddenly and mysteriously disappeared. Clue number two. Drover had something red on his lips, remember? Clue number three. Out of nowhere, Drover came up with a fairly reasonable explanation for the disappearance of the liver. The buzzards. Clue number four. Drover belched. Clue number five. Upon belching, he said something about eating too fast. Do you see how all these pieces began to fit together? All at once, I had a prime suspect in the case. And it sure as thunder wasn't a buzzard. I should have known. How could I have been such a blockhead? I was too nice. That was it. Too trusting of my friend and fellow dog. For you see... Hang on. This might come as a terrible shock. For you see, I now had enough evidence to wrap this case up. And the evidence pointed like a flaming arrow at Drover. I marched over to him and stuck my nose in his face. Drover, I hate to tell you this, but there's something fishy going on around here. Drover leaped to his feet.
Yeah, little Alfred just caught one, and I guess we'd better go help him.
Huh? Sure enough, the boy had just pulled in a big catfish.